TC Martin Jewelers, this is Tom.
Hey Tom, it's Adrienne RDA. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. So are you all done going down to Florida and, spending
Yeah,
time down there?
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So where you guys normally go? Did that get hit by either hurricane that came through?
We're on the East Coast. We go to like just south of Daytona. And I mean,
Oh.
literally, it's just south
Okay.
of Daytona, southern
Okay.
side of Daytona, you could say.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
So they were spared, any kind
Yeah.
of serious. They had some flooding because they had a lot of rain. But when I pulled it up, it seemed like the flooding was, like, actually on the other side of the intercoastal, not between the intercoastal and the ocean. I mean, what I could see, I haven't really seen much. But when
Yeah.
I pulled it up, I seen some of the stores there, so I just pulled up the store name to see where that flooding was, but it seemed like a lot of that flooding was on the west side of the intercoastal.
Oh, got it. Okay.
No, I'm not saying that it didn't flood on the other side between the intercoastal and the ocean, but I was more, I don't think they really had much beach erosion because they didn't really get a lot of onshore wind. They got a little wraparound wind, from it going across, but I don't think they would have suffered much beach erosion this time.
Yeah, not like,
Of course, there's
man.
a lot of
Oh.
tornadoes came through there, but
I know
not so
that
much in
is.
Daytona.
Yeah, that's huge. I tell you, the Gulf has been just getting hammered. Holy
Yeah,
moly.
last few years has been brutal.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and I'm.
my nephew built it. He had, well, he's living down there. His girlfriend from school, I mean, literally from like high school, they've off and on a long time, but she was a vet. She ended up moving to Florida, Tarpon Springs, which is just above Tampa on the
Oh,
coast.
jeez.
So they moved down there, like, God, they've probably been down there for 10 years now at least. But he found a house. He was probably only a tenth of a mile off the coast to begin with, and he found an abandoned house. The house had been sitting empty for a good size house had been sitting empty for a while right on the coast. So he ended up making the guy offer, and the guy took it. So he spent like 2.5 years remodeling it. In the last couple of years, he's just been beat up. I mean, he dodged a bullet this last one with Milton because it came in just, under
Just
Tampa.
under, yeah.
Yeah, had that been 25 miles north instead of 25 miles south, he would have got crushed. But he
Oh.
got a lot of damage from that Helene. As a matter of
Yeah.
fact, his house, which is unusual in Florida, he's actually got a basement. So his house
Really? That's
was
not,
ele-
yeah.
his yeah, you don't see that often. And it's only a single room downstairs. It's just a small, like 16 by 16 room in the basement. But his
Yeah.
house is elevated. Whenever the guy built it, he elevated it. And but his neighborhood got just screwed. His neighbor had set, his, he literally had to go next door and rescue his neighbor. His neighbor got 7 foot of water in his house.
Oh, jeez.
7 feet.
Wow.
Yep, busted through their sliding glass door, the patio doors and all that
Yeah.
shit. But literally, he had to go. He rescued two people that during Helene, and nobody thought that was gonna be that bad because it was off the coast,
Yeah.
But the water surge was immense. So he, when it come time for this next one coming, he just barely said, "Screw that, I ain't staying." So he
Yeah.
ended up going up to. He found an Airbnb for a week up in on the Panhandle, Panama City. So he spent the week there, and it was like a little vacation for his kids. They didn't know what was going on, so picking up.
Yeah.
So yeah, he didn't have much. He had a little bit of damage, a little bit of water, a little bit of wind damage, nothing serious this time. So he got lucky on that one. But yeah, he said every time he gets it fixed up, more shit comes,
I know, it's like you get beat up, like wouldn't you feel like
Yeah,
you're
he's just like, I'm just done, Every time he finally gets it cleaned back up, but I mean he put hundreds of thousands of dollars to get this
Two
house cleaned up.
years. Jeez, no wonder it
Yeah.
sat like without anybody buying it for many years, But
But I mean, they've been lucky for so long. I mean, they've had a
yeah.
long streak there without getting any real damage on that side. And then Ian came through a few years ago, and of course Ian messed up Daytona too when it came across.
Yeah, jeez,
And then they
lucky.
had the one right behind Ian that hit in the area of Daytona that caused them a lot of beach erosion.
Yeah, and that like when that surge comes in, all the sand, I couldn't believe like the pictures of all the cars buried in the sand and stuff.
Oh
Like,
yeah,
what a
some of them were
mess.
just filled up. Some of them just filled with sand.
Yeah, and then poor people in North Carolina, that's just
Oh yeah.
horrible.
Yeah. just as brutal there. But I can't believe that FEMA wasn't ready for that one. That one just, I mean, they had all kinds of warnings what was going to happen there. But they really didn't prepare for that one there. No. You know, they should have been staged and everything for that.
Right, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, but, well, I'm waiting on a customer. But,
no,
yeah,
you're
I'm
good, you're good.
Right now, so.
Yeah, if there's
right.
anything,
let I'll
me
let
know,
you know,
okay? All right,
okay,
bye.
We'll do. All right.